dark, dark street, there was a dark, dark house. Mm-hmm. And in the dark, dark house, there was a dark, dark room.
Right.
And in a dark, dark room, there was a dark, dark cupboard.
Yep.
And in a dark, dark cupboard was a dark, dark box.
Right.
And in the dark, dark box mm-hmm. was a dark, dark, slightly smaller box. Mm-hmm. And in that dark, dark, smaller box was the actor Richard Kind welcoming you all to another edition of Don't Let's Chat.
Covered in cat litter.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Don't Let's Chat with me, Ben Baker.
And me, Phil Cashel. Sorry, I was having a little sip of tea then. You caught me off guard.
Oh, speaking of crimes, I feel people love crimes.
They love it.
You know, whether it's criminal or alibi or Fred and Rose still guilty or whatever it's called.
I like all killer, no filler myself. They're good.
Obviously, we record this in different houses, so as far as I'm aware, Phil could be breaking up to 5 laws right now as we record this.
Well, I am remotely driving some sheep across London Bridge.
You're forgetting the most mm-hmm. important crime,
yeah,
which is the crime of getting on my tits.
I mean, that's... Despite your attempts to repeatedly sneak an act through Parliament, that is not currently a crime.
Oh, but the sneaking's the best bit. Dear, I'm gonna say my cat burglar outfit, but my outfit of James Corden's character from Cats sneaking through Parliament.
I had assumed you just dressed as James the Cat sneaking through Parliament.
Yeah, blaming visual effects artists, going, my name's James. They never suspect a thing.
No.
Have you got us a red hot, up to the minute, knives in, knives out kind of crime that we can talk about?
If I say yes, will you promise not to be cross when I tell you what it is?
Words.
Yes. So, on February the 24th, 1924, Mahatma Gandhi was released from jail because he'd done a crime, Ben.
What was the crime? What he'd done?
He was arrested and tried for sedition in 1922.
Sedition is, of course, too much water when it gets in to your brickwork.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, with that in mind, we looked for some more sort of celebrity crimes.
We've got, this is from 22words.com, which is an interesting name for a website. 10 celebrities who you'll be shocked to hear served major prison time. Now, slight spoilers ahead, you might not be shocked.
What?
In fact, you've probably heard of most of them.
Let's start with the 10th. Most shocking celebrity I'll never know did some major prison time.
At number 10, it's Mark Wahlberg. When he was 16 years old, it says here he harmed a Vietnamese man with a stick. Now, the way that this sentence is written, it implies that the Vietnamese man was the one with the stick. It wasn't. It was Mark Wahlberg who...
Did he have a pointed stick?
Well, Mark Wahlberg hit the man with a stick and knocked him unconscious. And then he hit another man with a stick, another Vietnamese man. So Mark Wahlberg was a 16-year-old racist bully. So that's fun, isn't it?
I mean, that's very fun. Specifically targeted racist.
Yeah, yeah. And he served prison time for those, so he served his debt, and yet still he's been in 2 Transformers films.
And Pain and Gain, which is his biggest crime. No, actually, no. Hitting some men.
I was going to say, the actual crime is the biggest crime.
No, yeah, no.
And yet.
Bad vibrations all round.
To be clear, the Funky Bunch were not involved.
They might have been, you don't know.
No, they weren't.
Whittling wood down for him special. Number 9.
Number 9, Sean Penn.
What? The actor Sean Penn has some sort of temper? Why, I never heard of such a thing. Good God.
Yep, so he was on probation from two previous assaults and got 60 days in after punching an extra on the set of Colours, which is, if I remember correctly, a film about gang violence.
Yeah, and spelt wrong, which is more important. Yeah. Now that's a crime.
It's spelt American.
Stupid American spellings. Yeah, Sean Penn. It's other people, it's like... Oh, he's such a good actor. He's murdered a bus full of school children. Yeah, but he's... Oh, the process he goes into. It's a bit I've never understood.
Yeah, okay. You're a decent actor. You don't get to do crimes.
No.
You don't get to do crimes.
Who is the best actor? Like, and how much crime can they get away with? We need a sliding scale. Yeah, Laurence Olivier can traffic some heroin, but after the first, say, 18 kilos, he's really got to stop.
I mean, it does mostly seem to be these sort of these mid-tier actors that do all the crimes and the method stuff that, you know, like Jared Leto on the set of Suicide Squad being an utter prick.
Yeah.
It wasn't worth it. I'll definitely say that. It was not worth it at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least he didn't get to be in Birds of Prey.
Hooray! Number eight!
Number eight, Tim Allen. You know, Tim Allen.
Well, we all saw it on The Simpsons. He rode his tractor backwards and killed Wilson.
So, yeah, in 1978, so significantly pre-fame, he tried to traffic 650 grams of coke. He should have had a lifetime prison sentence, but he ratted out other dealers for a reduced sentence of 3 to 7 years.
He did. He was very famous when it came out. He ratted out loads of people.
And I realise that this is going to become a bit of a theme with some of these, but Tim Allen's biggest crime is the sitcom Last Man Standing and not coke trafficking.
Well, no. It's very much column A, column B. I haven't seen Last Man Standing, but I have seen... some cocaine, so...
Good.
I don't know. Which only goes to prove, never trust an Allen.
What?
Seven.
Seven. Right, okay. Celebrities, shocking celebrities going to jail, Ben. Who is a celebrity that you can think of that has never done a crime ever? Never, ever done any crime?
Pig from Pipkins.
That's right, O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, famous for not doing any crimes. Now, right, to be fair...
Acquitted? Acquitted?
He was acquitted, not in the civil case that followed.
No.
He was found guilty of causing the wrongful death, for which he was sued. But he was not guilty of murder.
By a Kardashian, no less.
Yes, indeed. He did help. But yeah, he got sentenced to 33 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping in 2008, which I seem to remember was something about someone had like a load of memorabilia in their hotel room.
Yes, he said they'd stolen like old trophies and stuff like that, yeah.
But I didn't realise he'd been like sentenced to 33 years. This is one that genuinely I didn't know this one. So yeah, sentenced to 33 years in 2008 and got released on parole in 2017.
I've got to say, he's definitely out now, yeah.
So yeah, less than a quarter of his sentence.
But don't forget, just before then, he did write a book called If I Did It.
Yeah, which described how he would have done the murder that he definitely didn't do, yeah.
Ah, this glove doesn't fit. It don't fit, Soz. Soz.
If the arresting officer is racist, you must acquit. And he was. He was very racist.
There has never been a trial so heavily based around gloves since Finger Mouse murdered all them dunts. So,
not just gloves, Ben. Gloves and rhymes.
Gloves and rhymes. Gloves and rhymes. That's we should do that.
No.
That's our next podcast. It'd be a lot more successful.
Gloves and rhymes is not our next podcast.
Oh, so O.J. Simpson, innocent and guilty.
And guilty of a different thing, yeah.
Different.
Convicted criminal.
It's almost like they were arresting him because they couldn't get him for something else.
No, they arrested him because he kidnapped someone and robbed them at gunpoint. That's
yeah. Anyone can prove anything with the correct full information of the acts.
Anyone can prove anything if you gather the evidence effectively and are not a big old racist about it. That's how you do it.
And present it in some sort of court of law.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works.
Number six.
Number six. You'll be shocked by this one, Ben. You'll be shocked. Shocked to learn that Mike Tyson went to prison.
Oh, I don't know. It's fine now. He talks a bit different. He's got a face on him. He's got an Adult Swim cat. It's fine. You know, he attacked and severely injured some human beings and other stuff I do not want to even go into because we all know. But it's funny because he talks a bit like that. It's funny.
I despise
these people.
That he gets a cartoon now. He gets the Mike Tyson Mysteries.
I know it's an Adult Swim cartoon and everything, but still, that's not okay.
But you would not have seen the Harold Shipman Family Fun Hour. That wouldn't have been a thing that you saw. You don't see convicted criminals who have done something genuinely appalling get TV shows. But, you know...
No.
It's funny, Mike Tyson.
Funny Mike Tyson. He's in them hangovers. It's funny.
Yeah.
Because he's got a lisp. It's funny.
Yeah. Yep. Should we move on?
Five.
Wesley Snipes.
So Wesley Snipes, he, of course, was arrested for going round stabbing people with a stick.
No, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison in 2009 for failing to file tax returns from 1994 through 2000. Now, I imagine 1994 through to 2000 was quite a lucrative time for Wesley Snipes.
And then went in some cryostasis, came out, and didn't know how to wipe his ass.
That is what happened.
Tax avoidance. It's always a... always a thing with celebrities, but they never really go to jail for it, usually.
I think it's like him and Willie Nelson, isn't it, that are the main...
God, that'll have been a double axe.
94 through 2000, so you've got your drop zone, you've got your money train.
These all sound like ITV daytime game shows.
US Marshals, which we'll come back to in a moment. No. Play It to the Bone. Oh, it's a cameo, it's fine. It's mostly going to be the blade money there, I think.
Yeah, he keeps the bone money for a rainy day.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't keep any of the money. The United States government takes all the money. That's what happens now.
Oh, yeah, I see now. the rename all the Snipes burgers to IRS. and as you alluded to there, number four.
Number four, Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr. had some... Yeah, etc. We were looking at old magazines recently from the 90s, and the first issue of Neon magazine, which was a very loved but short-lived film magazine, which was end of 96 to the start of 99, is all about, look, Robert Downey Jr. He's messed up his entire career. That was 96. Because he didn't even go to jail until... it was after that, wasn't it?
No, so he was on probation when he went to jail. He went to jail in 1999, so he was dining out on that US Marshals money, and by dining out, I mean taking cocaine.
That's our next podcast.
US Marshals cocaine money. I don't know what to...
Taking cocaine with Ben and Phil.
No, it's definitely not. He served a year in prison. So, yeah, in 1999/2000, it kind of looked like he was done.
It really did. He was like, he had this obviously big sort of Brat Packy kind of career.
Mm.
And then into the 90s, he did stuff like Chaplin, you know, some quite big roles. But ultimately, it did seem like, well, no one's going to hire Robert Downey Jr. anymore. He's insane. He was like turning up in people's houses randomly and stuff, wasn't he?
He was a bit all over the place at that point.
He was America's unwanted chaplain.
I mean, he still got three films out in 1999. One, two, three, four. Four films. And then another one in 2000. Yeah. So ni-
what were that?
99, you'd got In Dreams, Friends and Lovers, Bowfinger.
Oh, God, yeah.
And Black and White.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I was in Bowfinger, yeah.
Then Wonder Boys in 2000. Then we had a bit of a break until 2002 with Lethargy.
Wonder Boys is great.
Then The Singing Detectives.
I think all that kind of is why Tony Stark works so well, because obviously...
Yeah,
the war raging in his own head kind of thing is a huge reason why Iron Man works. And I believe if you want to listen to some git talking on about the film Iron Man, where might they do that, Phil?
Our friend Tim Worthington has a podcast called It's Good But It Sucks, which I did the first episode of, which was about Iron Man. He's going... through the Marvel Cinematic Universe chronologically.
He is indeed, and you got to start it, and I'm not going to be on for about 4 years.
Only if all my foiling comes to fruition, then.
Number three,
James Brown. That one, not the magazine one, the other one.
Do you remember when James Brown came in and he banged his knee on that cabinet? He went, ow!
Let's all give that a moment's silence as it deserves.
Alex, is it not the one from Loaded?
You know.
James Brown, yeah, had quite a few incidents.
Yes.
With the popo.
Indeed.
I believe. When's this?
So this one specifically is 1988, where he was sentenced to 6 years in prison on charges relating to drugs and failing to stop for police during a high-speed chase.
According to his New York Times obituary, rumours of PCP habit had already surfaced by the time he stormed into an insurance company next to his office, waved a shotgun around, complaining strangers were using his bathroom. When the police arrived, Brown led them on a high-speed chase through Georgia and South Carolina, trying to ram police cars with his pickup truck.
Now, did you search for that by just typing into Google James Brown shotgun toilet? Is that what you...
I was thinking James Brown shotgun toilet with Ben and Phil. I'm just workshopping other ideas.
You know what? Let's pause for a second. Pitch me...
Yeah.
James Brown's shotgun toilet with Ben and Phil. Pitch that to me.
Right.
What's your caption?
Every week, I send you into a building with a shotgun, high on PCP, and you make some sort of comment about the facilities.
Right. And how many episodes are you hoping to get out of this?
I mean, I'm hoping you're dead by three, so... So I can do my real dream project, opening a Vietnamese restaurant with Marky Mark. Oh, wait, no, that's all. So I've gone wrong. Quick, move to two.
Number two. Right. Jamie Waylett, which is not a name that I know. A Harry Potter actor and Pride of Slytherin House. So he's not one of the main ones. He must be a background one.
I believe he's Crab from Crab and Goyle.
Oh, okay, right.
You know the bullies.
The big thuggy one, yeah. Okay, so yeah, he got a 2-year prison term after taking part in the London riots from a few years back. He was found in possession of a Molotov cocktail as well as some drugs.
You really need to Google Jamie Waylett. I can see why he was chosen to play senseless thug bully, but the tash. Oh, the tash. He's got the most Mickey Pierce style. I am obviously a criminal tash.
There's not a picture of him where he doesn't look like he's about to threaten you, is there? There's not.
He looks like he's about to threaten you by his blood pressure getting to a point his head actually explodes.
Bless him.
In possession of a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Good work. Say people from Harry Potter didn't go on to anything. And the number one celebrity I'll be shocked to learn went to jail is...
It's Phil Spector, Ben. It's Phil Spector, the musician and murderer, Phil Spector.
Phil Spector, that anyone pictures him now, it's that picture of him in court with his big mad hair, looking at people angrily for suggesting he murdered a woman, which he did.
Yeah, I think at this point, Phil Spector is better known by most people for being a murderer than he is for being a producer. So...
Yeah, no, I'd say that's almost definitely true.
Liverpool. Baby's crying. Mr. Lemons, how are you today? I'm okay, but my wife sure is in pain. Mr. John Lemon is born. Okay, in that case, John Lennon was 15, and he had a band called Qualymans, a skiffle group type of affair where they played for catering. And we renamed it Silver Beatles, for obvious reasons.
This week in 1965, saw the Beatles start to film Help in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Bahamas, as you know, is famous for a kind of beetles. The longhorn beetle is native to the Bahama Islands.
We all know this, so, only a fool would have to Google such a thing. We all know it.
Yeah, no. So this week's quiz is...
Yep.
Beetles.
Yep.
Or beetles.
Oh, for God's sake.
I'm going to give you 10 statements, and you tell me if they're about some beetles. Or the beetles.
Right. Do we have to actually do the quiz? Because I think everyone gets it already.
Number one has two sets of wings.
It's a beetle, Ben. It's a beetle.
No, it was Beatles, sorry. Number two, made their first live American television appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show on the 9th of February 1964.
It's the Beatles, Ben.
It was Beatles.
Aww.
Number three, lays dozens or hundreds of eggs.
Beatles, Ben.
Sorry, it was Beatles.
Okay, good, yep.
Inspired Charles Manson to do some murders.
Beatles, Ben.
No, sorry, it's Beatles.
Beatles, yep.
Have been known to eat small birds or mammals.
Beatles, Ben.
No, correct, that was Beatles. And finally, released the album The Best of the Beatles.
Beatles, Ben.
I'm sorry, it's the Beatles. And that concludes Beatles or Beatles.
You let me have 1 point, though. Why did you do that?
That was the. You were correct. Is he going right? What can I say?
Stupid. Our
final chart this week is, to be honest, I've got nothing. I look, and some days, you know, just meaningless. Some days have nothing.
You know what, Ben? I had a look, and I found that the 24th of February is, in fact, very significant because it is celebrated as Central Excise Day.
Yes.
So, in India...
From where Gandhi's from.
Yeah, so it
all ties in.
It all ties in. It's like we've planned it. The Central Excise and Customs staff and their family members celebrate the fact that they collect maximum tax at minimum cost and just generally try. They've got a whole day celebrating that they are good at being tax people.
Okay. So the list is...
Top 10 days that I think are stupid.
And this is by Phil Catterall, age 40 and some months.
Age 40 and a bit.
Brilliant. I hope Green Days is in there, thanks to their excellent new album, 25 Minutes, No Funny Bits. Number 10.
Right, December the 21st every year is Look on the Bright Side Day.
Where?
Everywhere.
I don't mean like on your body.
So, Look on the Bright Side Day is about...
It's about 24 hours.
Looking on the bright side and being optimistic, because being optimistic and having a positive mindset gives you an increased lifespan, lower rates of depression, greater resistance to the common cold, better coping skills during hardships and time of stress. Would you like to know specifically how to celebrate Look on the Bright Side Day, Ben?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. So you have to go outside into the world, take a walk through the streets with a smile on your face as we call friends to spend time together.
Have you seen where I live?
Yeah, I know.
Pissing down.
Would you like to move on to number 9?
So basically, this is a day saying, if you don't happy, why not try being happy? Number 9.
August the 29th is More Herbs, Less Salt Day.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's not a thing.
It's on the site that I found. It specifically said it is always held on August the 29th. It doesn't matter what day of the week it is, Ben. August the 29th is always More Herbs, Less Salt Day.
I assume that's the tie-in with the Reading and Leeds festivals.
So this was a day created by wellcat.com, which I'm not clicking on, who have apparently created a number of special days and copyrighted them. So
I'm glad
your
cat's well, but no.
It's better than violently ill cat.
Spewinghorse.net. Number 8.
Number 8. June the 8th is National Upsy Daisy Day.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not a thing.
It is. It's a thing.
What?
I mean, basically, it's pretty much the same notion as Look on the Bright Side Day. It's a, you know, encourage you to face the day positively and get up gloriously, gratefully and gleefully each morning. So, you know, on June the 8th, get up enthusiastically instead of doing what most
of
us
do. Don't
shit the bed. Doing what most of us do, which is when the alarm goes off, grumbling and sort of falling vaguely out of bed in the general direction of some coffee.
But how's that upsy-daisy?
Upsy-daisy, Ben. You observe it by using hashtag upsy-daisy day on social media. That's how you do it. No further instructions.
Got up. Bed fully unshitted. Hashtag upsy daisy day. Number 7.
Number 7. Right. Number 7. There's 3 days in a row that I've combined into one for reasons that will become obvious. May the 8th is No Socks Day. May the 9th is Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Memorial
Day, which implies that May the 8th was not a choice. It was a It was forced upon you.
But...
Anyway.
Memorial Day.
And then finally, Ben, May the 10th.
Who's going round murdering
socks? I don't know, but May the 10th is Clean Up Your Room Day, which leads further insight into how the socks became lost, necessitating No Socks Day in the first place.
This does seem like a mystery in the wrong order.
It does, doesn't it?
That's... This is Rashomon all over again.
This is why I put them together.
I think that's how I remember it anyway. I like wearing socks, they're good.
Yeah, no one needs to see my hairy toe knuckles, that's the thing.
People call me Mr. Happy Socks.
Do they?
Because I have some socks with Mr. Happy. That's true.
Right.
But if you see me, say, hey, there's Mr. Happy Socks. And I'll say, get away from me!
Should we move on?
And then you have to pour one out for your lost socks. You know them drive-bys where they... Number 6.
Number 6. March the 28th is Something on a Stick Day. Anything on a stick.
I'm trying to care and I don't.
No. Over on holidayinsights.com that has information about this, the origin of Something on a Stick Day, our research did not find the creator or the origin of this day. I can't imagine too much effort went into trying to find it. Can you?
I'm going to guess, just as a spoiler, it's someone with a kebab van.
Yeah, that's fair.
At five.
If Pets Had Thumbs Day...
They would unlock the door and run away.
Because
you're a dick. Are you expecting a present with a bow on the top?
I'm expecting a thumb.
Just to go, dog, I'm having a bad... I'm doing all right. And the dog can turn around and go, hey.
Right, Ben. One thing that sets man apart from many other species on the planet is an opposable thumb. It allows us to do many things that other creatures can't do. Now, imagine what it would be like if your pet had thumbs. Do you get a clear image of your pet with thumbs? Are you seeing your pet doing things with their new thumbs? If so, your mind is in spirit with today. Note, if you have a pet monkey, you already know what it'd be like for your pet to have thumbs.
Good, that's fair. Realise as soon as it happens, perverts around the world
are
going to be in casualty rooms or going, I fell over in my dressing gown. It was doing a Fonz impression and,
yeah.
No.
Indeed.
Sorry, I feel I've ruined the majestic beauty of animals having some thumbs.
You have. You've spoiled it for everyone.
Yeah. Number four.
Number four, International Ninja Day.
Calling International Ninja Day.
So yeah, okay. This isn't that interesting, other than the fact it was created by Ninja Burger in 2003 as well as a way to celebrate the ninja-like speed with which their burgers are delivered.
So not actually about ninjas then?
Nope. Not
what
at all.
What about burgers?
Although nationaldaycalendar.com suggests that you celebrate the day by learning more about ninjas.
Don't watch Beverly Hills Ninja.
Don't watch You Only Live Twice, because that has ninjas in, but is really racist.
Is there any racism in number three?
No. Number three is October the 19th, International Hagfish Day. Google the hagfish, Ben. Now, have an image search for hagfish.
What the hell is that?
That's a hagfish. So,
what the... I mean, I hope everyone else at that point is also Googling the hagfish.
So, the hagfish is considered...
Oh, don't like it.
Yeah, there we go. The hagfish is considered the ugliest of species, and the idea is to encourage everyone to look beyond the exterior of the hagfish and appreciate how highly evolved they are and the benefits they offer the ecosystem, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you feel about that one, Ben?
I feel very ill.
Good.
I don't like it.
My work here is done.
I don't like it.
No, I didn't think you would. And that's why I had you Google it.
Number two.
Number two. April the 20th is National Lima Bean Respect Day.
Don't have to eat them, just respect
just
that they exist.
Respect the lima beans.
Respect the lima bean. You know, thumbs up from all of your cats and dogs.
Yep.
Do we call it something else over here?
I don't know. Do they're also called Chad beans, butter beans, and butter peas. Chad beans. Come on, Ben.
Chad beans.
Chad beans.
Is, of course, the least popular brother of beans.
No.
No.
No, indeed. Okay, they are named after Lima in Peru, and although they're named after Lima in Peru, they're pronounced differently. This year, Lima Bean Respect Day will fall on a Monday, so take the day off if you can.
Yeah, please ask your boss. Obviously, he'll understand.
I naturally assumed we would be closed, but as we're not, I will have to book the day.
Just respect beans.
Respect beans.
All your beans.
Yep.
Do a beans.
Yep.
Beans.
Beans. Come on. Let's. We've got one more to
go. I've gone down a beans rabbit hole.
I was going to thought you were going to say I've gone down a bean hole.
Yeah, same thing. Ah, number one, the most ridiculous day possibly that actually exists is
August the 8th. Sneak some zucchini into your neighbour's porch day.
Oh God. I don't want days that sound like 80s straight-to-video humorous brat comedies.
I mean, it also sounds like a crime. That's the other thing.
Oh, it sounds like a cry for help. What was he doing? He had a zucchini. He was in my head. I don't know what he was doing.
Yep.
I don't know what he planned to do with it. Honestly, if the dog hadn't given me a big thumbs up to say he was in the yard, I would never have known.
Would you like to know how nationaldaycalendar.com suggests you celebrate Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbour's Porch Day? I'll give you three guesses. You'll only need one.
Is it?
Yep.
Someone?
No.
Tried?
Hmm.
To sneak?
Yep.
Ah.
No.
Zucchini?
Yep.
Into?
Yep.
Neighbours?
Yep.
House? Yes.
So close. I thought you were just going to stop at neighbour, to be honest, but...
Neighbours. Well, no, it was a lot to not say anus.
So, it also has some suggested recipes for if someone does leave a zucchini in your porch. I'm not going to get into that because...
No, but I imagine if you go on Amazon, there'll be 125 zucchini recipes by Mr. Zucchiniman available to buy right now. And if you don't want that one, I'm sure there's another one which is the same book with a slightly different cover.
Yes.
You know what? You're going to pick up that zucchini I'm going to go march to my neighbour's house. I'm going to say, you can stick that right up your ass.
Thank you for finishing the thought.
Thank you for wasting my time.
sorry, Steve Beatles quiz. I'm sorry you feel I wasted your time.
Sold more than 1 billion records. Beatles are Beatles.
Beatles.
No, it's Beatles, you idiot! I gave it away!
Are we finished? Because I'm tired.
Cannot
now.
See very well. So they communicate using theremin sounds or vibrations.
Did you say they communicate using theremin?
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh. Beatles then. Definitely Beatles in that case.
Beatles! Right, I'm giving you one last one.
Right.
All four contracted gonorrhea in Hamburg early in their career.
Beatles.
Correct! Well done! You win some Beatles.
Will they be left in my porch?
Yes. By a dog with an unconvincing thumb attached to it.
Then I'm glad I don't have a porch.
Good beans!
Beans. I appreciate that.